This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Free COVID tests from the federal government are starting to arrive in people's mailboxes. Free N95 masks are starting to become available at pharmacies and grocery stores. And now, private insurers are required by the federal government to cover the cost of up to 8 at-home rapid COVID tests per person per month, should you be buying them still. Marketplace's Samantha Fields on reports on how that's all going for people.
When Zach Lipton learned he could get reimbursed for at-home COVID tests, he figured he might as well get some.
I ordered 4 boxes of them, which is 8 tests. I got them in a couple days in the mail.
Lipton's in his 30s and lives in San Francisco. He says once the tests arrived, he went to his insurance company's website to see how to get reimbursed.
And you had to fill out a PDF form, print it out. You had to cut the UPC box top codes off the test boxes, attach the receipt, and mail it into a P.O. box in Chico.
Lipton just put all that in the mail the other day, and he has no idea how long it'll take to get his money back. Depending on your insurer, there are 2 ways to get at-home tests for free. One is what Lipton did, buy it yourself and submit for reimbursement. The other is called direct coverage. In that scenario,
an insurer would set up a network of preferred retailers.
Lindsay Dawson is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
And a consumer could go into one of those places, so a pharmacy, for example, and pick up a test without having to front the money.
Dawson and her colleagues just surveyed a bunch of insurers, and she says all of them will reimburse for at-home tests, but only about half have a direct coverage option right now. In theory, she says, it's easier to just walk into a pharmacy and get a test for free than to submit receipts and box tops. But in order for that to work,
you really need to have that test in store. You can't walk in and get a test for free if the test isn't there.
And right now, that is still a big issue. Tests are becoming more available, though.
I'm swimming in piles of boxes around me.
Dr. Kavita Patel is a primary care physician at a community health center in Washington, D.C. And she says until recently, she barely had any tests to give away and tons of people asking.
It was like Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Now it's the opposite.
Literally every patient I saw yesterday, I said, how many people live in the house with you? 6? Okay, here's 6 boxes.
Right now, Patel says that is a lot easier than trying to help patients figure out how to get reimbursed through their insurance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.